This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, we invite you to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. That's the point here of Free Talk Live on the post-Pork Fest, the post-Porcupine Freedom Festival Sunday, where inevitably our local libertarian meetup is usually the biggest of the year, and today was no exception. We had, a solid more than a dozen people attending. It was very nice. We've got, of course, libertarians who are migrating here. There's this, what did you call it, Mark? The New Hampshire Freedom Migration?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been going on for a while. There's different migrations that are active here. And it's at this time of the year that people are coming up here for freedom festivals that happen up in Rogers Campground. And that and one of those festivals just let out for this year. So welcome to anybody who might happen to be visiting New Hampshire. If you're still planning a visit, there's a gentleman here who came up from Arizona, and he didn't even go to those freedom festivals. He just just came up and wanted to meet some folks. So great opportunity to meet people who care about freedom and liberty so much that they picked up their lives and they've moved physically to a new place, that place being New Hampshire. That's what the three of us have done here, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. We've been here for a while, though. Johnny Ray, you moved in, what, 08?
That's right.
Mark and I moved in 06. And we've been doing Free Talk Live from here ever since. So you're welcome to join us. Last night, I promised I was going to play the audio from the Philando Castile shooting. Johnny, are you familiar at all with the Philando Castile case?
Sure. He was with his girlfriend in the car. He announced to the officer that he had a handgun.
Yep.
And
a three-year-old child, apparently.
And I think as he was going to... I don't know what happened. I just know that he announced, and he was... and the officer who pulled him over killed him in a hail of bullets.
Sure did. We played a little clip of it last night, but I wanted to play the whole thing just so you can get an idea for kind of the scope, how long the situation takes to unfold, which is not very long at all. You've got a situation where Minnesota cop pulls over this gentleman, Philando Castile, in a white car for ostensibly having a burnout brake light. I'll pick up this video right as the officer approaches the driver's side window, and then we'll just let you hear what happens.
Well, sir.
How are you?
Good. Reason I pulled you over, your brake lights are out. So you only have one active brake light, and that's going to be your passenger side one. Your third brake light, which is up here on top, and on this one back here, it's going to be out. Do you have your license and insurance?
Pretty standard stop so far. Pretty common for police to claim.
I have to tell you, I do have a firearm on me.
Okay. Now that's going to get real bad real fast here. It's pretty common for police to claim that you had a brake light out as an excuse to pull over, let's say, a young male who might be driving in a bad neighborhood.
Did you look at the video and see whether or not the brake lights are out? I mean, that's worth your claim here. I mean, his brake lights could very well be out. I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
It's hard to tell from the video. Anyway, Philando then says...
Let's not just a whole bunch of conjecture isn't necessary.
Well, no, I said it's not uncommon, Mark, and it's not uncommon for the police to make up reasons to pull people over whom they suspect, let's say, might have just put a joint out in the ashtray or something like that, or they, want to go on a little fishing expedition just to see what they can see. Maybe if they approach the car they are expecting to see a roach in the ashtray or perhaps an empty beer bottle on the floor to give them the excuse to further escalate that situation. And if you want to deny that that is something that police do, then you can deny it. But I don't think you're going to deny that, are you, Mark?
I'm not. Yeah. I just think that it's...
I'm not saying they're doing it in this case. Yeah, I can't tell from the video.
It sounded like, based on the police officer Yanez's sort of somewhat elaborate explanation about the lights, that I think one of the individual bulbs in his taillight apparatus was out, but maybe some of the others were functioning. So he had a little bit of red light coming out, but it was a little dimmer than it should have been.
Okay, because that explains why it appears as though both lights are on, but yeah, I can agree with you, the one on the driver's side might be a little dimmer. So anyway, going on here, Philando then informs the officer, as you have to, as I understand it, in many states with concealed carry permits, you have to inform if you are being talked to by a police officer in a custodial situation. I don't know if it applies on just a contact, meaning like if you are being detained. That's a question that maybe somebody out there who lives in one of these states where this is required could inform us. Do you have to inform a police officer that you're carrying concealed any time they speak to you? Like if they just stop you on the street and say, "Nice weather, huh?" To try to start some sort of conversation, which sometimes police will do, just, you know, to sort of, again, go on a fishing expedition. Or is it only if they pulled you over or have detained you in some way? I don't know. That's my question. If you've got an answer, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But Philando says, "I have to tell you that I am carrying a concealed weapon." And we continue.
There's no duty to inform in Minnesota.
Really?
According to a quick look at concealednation.org.
Interesting. So Philando didn't, according to you, Philando did not have to say this. He could have just left it alone.
Yeah, the difficulty is that you don't know necessarily what's going on in what particular state. In Michigan, yes. Minnesota, no.
I think wasn't he from this area? Was he not? I don't know.
That doesn't mean you necessarily know the laws.
Generally, a concealed carry holder is more likely to know what those laws
indeed,
are.
Indeed, certainly.
They tend to be the law-abiding types, dotting every I, crossing every T. But let's go on here. So he informs the officer.
I do have a firearm.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Notice how he says, okay. Before the cop's
saying
even,
that,
before he even has a chance to say firearm, I want to, let you know,
That's weird, isn't it?
It's like he's not getting the opportunity to even speak.
That's a great point.
I would be feeling like, what exactly is going on with you, man? Why are you...
Why are you rushing this? What's going on?
Okaying me before I've even finished a simple sentence.
Right.
And that's just weird to me
about
this recording.
That's an interesting observation. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Don't pull it out.
So he says, don't reach for it then. Don't pull it out. Philando.
Now, hold on. Before we go on, he has said license and registration already.
Yes, that's correct.
So first he says license and registration.
That's when he informs
seconds
him.
Ago.
Yeah.
And then Philando mentions that he has a gun, and he's a permit holder. And then the guy's like, "Well, don't pull it out." Right, go ahead.
That's correct.
Don't pull it out.
He's going for his gun. Blam. That was Philando. His final words: "I wasn't reaching."
Right. And he said he wasn't pulling. Well, before that, he says, "I'm not pulling it out."
That's right.
And then the guy shoots him.
That's correct.
"I'm not pulling it out." But, of course, a police officer is trained in many ways not to listen to what a person says because they're dealing with liars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an odd situation here. And, to me, it's like this officer is just too jumpy.
Absolutely.
To be an officer.
This guy never pulled a gun on this officer. There's no evidence he even touched the gun.
Right. In order to shoot in self-defense... It's my opinion, especially if you have a gun trained on someone.
Which he didn't. He pulls and fires.
Well, right. But he had the gun out, and he could have... it's trained before he pulls the trigger, right?
He could have pulled the gun and trained it on the,
right.
on the
you
suspect.
Know, hey, get your hands where I can see them. If you see a gun...
That'll get somebody's attention
real fast.
Something
black and plastic or whatever it is, shiny revolver, whatever it is that you see, then... Perhaps we might be talking about a time to shoot, but I remember when I was a kid, there was a television show where you were training to be a police officer. So they told you to go get a plastic gun, go get a toy gun. And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got a toy gun. I remember it was a little bullpup, replica cap gun.
Cap gun, yeah.
Right?
They make cap guns anymore?
And I put it on my side.
I'm sure they do.
And then they did this whole reenactment things of the things the cops had to do with all kinds of different scenarios. Mm-hmm. And one of them was very, very telling.
You want to talk about that coming up?
Yes, I do.
All right, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in on the video here of Philando Castile. And then there's some pretty outrageous news in this case we'll share with you coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. We invite you to join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls, but I do want to finish up this video at the very least first before we jump into your thoughts, just because it's not very long, and last thing I want to do is get caught up and never actually have a chance to finish it. So we're going to do that next.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services they've got there. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You get an account at Simbi, take a look around, post your services, Simbi.com. And I want to mention, I just spoke with Carlos from Simbi on Friday, and he said there was a huge spike in people using Simbi that corresponded with the beginning of their ads here on Free Talk Live.
Huh.
So thank you, everyone who's gone over there and begun doing business on Simbi.
Well, don't they give you a little bit to start with?
Yeah,
so right. You don't really have to, you know, there's no real risk there, right?
There isn't,
try it out.
Really. I mean, you know, whatever talent you might have, whatever odd thing that you might be able to do that you can sort of give someone over the internet advice, you know,
mm-hmm.
this one girl that I saw was offering her services of returning any text that you send her with, "I have a boyfriend." She just text back, "I have a boyfriend."
Hmm.
And she was doing that for one Simbi. I mean, the fact is that you can do anything. I suppose somebody out there wants a text from this young lady that's says that she has a boyfriend. I don't know. I suppose it's clever. Get out of here. Simbi.com. There's plenty more things like, accounting services and video production and, you know, website marketing and all kinds of things. Simbi.com.
All right, so we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. Mark, I know you had a story you wanted to tell. It was about a training of some sort. Where was this happening again, where there was a cap gun involved? What was it, some sort of police training?
Yeah, what I was talking about was when I was young, I remember that a...
Before prison?
Very young,
okay.
Yes, as a child.
Okay.
There was a police training that came on the television. And, you watched what was on the five channels that were available back then.
This is the 70s.
It was the 80s.
Okay.
And what it was is that they were going to show you what police training was about, police training video. And the idea is, how can you score? So in one portion of this police training video, a man's walking up to you, and you're, you can say, "Stop, stop, stop." And you're supposed to, you can pull, or you can fire, or you can not unholster or whatever. And you get points based on whatever it is you do. And this guy's pulling something out of his his jacket pocket or something like that. As he gets up, you slowly see him hold up a card. You know, he pulls something out of his jacket. It's a card that says, "I'm deaf." And I guess this would be something that a deaf person would carry around maybe in the 1980s. I don't know if this is done now.
Okay.
But, it's supposed to show that you don't have all the information all of the time as an officer.
True.
And I didn't pull the trigger on it, but I did pull the weapon. Now, you would think that a person would react when the weapon was pulled, right? Like, maybe the deaf person can see a gun, put up their hands or whatever. But anyway, it was just supposed to show in the training how that was. And so what that says to me is that police departments, at least in the 1980s, were training officers not to shoot somebody just because they reached into a pocket.
That would seem to be the more humane approach, but these days they know they can get away with shooting somebody in the streets for whatever reason. All they have to do is claim that they were scared, which is what happened in this case. The cop who blasts away Philando Castile with, seven shots or something like that, point-blank range in front of his girlfriend and child, the cop got away with it. He was acquitted of all the manslaughter charges that were brought against him.
The civil case against the town or the city will probably not go so well for them. But, nonetheless, that's not I don't imagine that makes anybody feel real good right now. I can imagine that there are people out there that feel very threatened that a police officer can just,
For sure.
Blast you.
Yep, and this isn't the first time we've had a story like this. It's just the latest iteration of it. So anyway, let's get back into the video here. I've jumped it back just a moment for those of you who are just now tuning in. The murder of Philando Castile by a police officer who's gotten away with it, of course. Let's continue.
Okay.
Don't reach for it, then. Don't pull it out. No.
Cop's pulling out his gun now.
I'm not pulling it out.
So, yeah, as Philando is saying, I'm not pulling it out, the cop is unholstering and pulling somewhat out his gun, and then he proceeds to pull it all the way out and blast away here as Philando says his final words.
Don't pull it out!
I wasn't reaching. Don't
move!
He's not moving.
Is that cop yelling at him not to pull it out after he shot him 9 times?
I think he's yelling at the woman at this point.
Stay with me. We got pulled over for.
Now we go into the car where this was, I guess, the original video that came out because it was the lady, his girlfriend, who I don't know if she's live streaming or just recording it, but this video was the original one came out. Now the dash cam, which is what we've been watching up until this point in the video, it now switches to inside.
We never
the cab.
Knew what happened. It's just you know, just some guy bleeding out in his car.
That's right.
Anything could have occurred ahead of time.
You basically get to watch him die.
And then you still don't know exactly what happened in this car, but we have a heck of a lot more information than we did.
Our busted tail light in the back, and the police, he's covered. He's killed my.
Yep.
He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for back. I will, sir. No worries. I will. He just shot his
arm
off.
The cop still has the gun completely drawn and at the ready here.
And he's standing there with a gun
on
a dead guy.
We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand open.
Yeah. You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license.
He sure did.
Oh,
he did.
God.
Before all of this happened, he said license and registration.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, like seconds before he shoots this guy.
And, of course, if you don't get the license and registration, you get charged with disobeying an officer.
Right. This guy's just too chicken-ass to have been a cop. He should have never been on the force in the first place.
Please don't tell me he's dead.
He's
Please
dead.
Don't tell me my boyfriend.
He was shot like 9 times.
I think it was 7 times.
Five.
Yeah.
Like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Get the female passenger out.
Bam, exit the car right now with your hands up. You see your hands. Exit now. Keep them up. Keep
so this
up.
Is how they cover themselves, right? Okay, this is how the covering goes. Now,
we're
treating
get into
her
that.
Like she's dangerous. All she's done, she went to live streaming. She's not even comforting her boyfriend because libel, you know, like her, like laying on him or whatever, probably get her shot too.
Where's my daughter? You got my daughter?
He's away from me and walk backwards.
That's the end of the clip.
Keep walking.
And that's where it ends. More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. You can weigh in with your thoughts.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. Coming up, we can talk about McDonald's moving towards, apparently in a big way, the idea of automated cashiers. Johnny Ray's got some information about that coming up. It is Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight, live Sunday edition of the show. Also want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. What kind of wallet? It's not the wallet you put in your pocket, unless it's on your phone, in which case I guess you can
put it in your pocket, yeah.
But you can also put Jax on your desktop or laptop, computer, or tablet. Jax is a cross-platform Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency wallet. It can hold Ether and Dash and REP tokens and many other things.
That's what I love about it is that it just has so many different options.
Yep. JAXX.io is where you can go to download it, or your Google or Apple App Store. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of the CryptoKit. And he put in ShapeShift integration that makes it super easy to exchange between cryptos right from within Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's also easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if something terrible happens to your phone, no big deal if you've got the backup, which should be the first thing you do when you install it. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. To the phones, your calls and thoughts, then an update on this Philando Castile case, which, of course, a cop has been found not guilty by a jury very recently. Let's go to Matt in New Mexico. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
Good to be on.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I think there's a few problems as usual with any of these situations. It's not always the cop's the bad guy. From the video I saw, which of course was a truncated version of the whole event, but there was a point where he's reaching, the cop says, don't get it, and he's reaching behind his back. Look, you don't know what he's reaching for. I mean, he's probably reaching for his wallet, but the cop gave him confusing
what
directions.
What video, is it the one that his girlfriend recorded where they actually show the shooting? Because I didn't know that.
I haven't been able to find a video.
Recorded. I haven't watched it in months. So I'm trying to recall it, but
okay. Is it possible you're missing? You know,
because the officer says things. He's like narrating to some extent, but we don't know what happened in the car. We don't know where he was reaching. We don't know if he was reaching. We just have.
We don't. I think the cop is giving confusing directions. Number one,
that's very common.
Number two, I think it's imperative on anybody who's pulled over in that situation. If there's ever any doubt, just put your hands on the dashboard and just work it out.
I tend to agree with you.
But we don't know that that didn't happen at this point, right? Like, it could be that the officer heard, be that the officer's just like, going into some psychotic binge. Well, we have no idea.
Well, we do know what the people in the video say. That's what we know. And we know that his girlfriend is saying that he was going for his wallet. So he was making
right after being told to go for his wallet.
Right, but to not go for the gun. And so the cop used that as the excuse to think that he was going to go for the gun and blast him away. The girlfriend said he was going for the wallet. Go ahead.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Everybody makes it out like this guy has a racial bias against Philando. When reality is, he's probably just not the right guy to be a cop.
Agreed.
He's obviously very regretful after the event. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like it's a racial thing like it's painted out to be.
I didn't say anything about his race. I haven't even mentioned his race.
Yeah, I don't think we've mentioned Philando's race here in this circumstance. But I think that, like, I can see why somebody would see this situation. Like, because Philando is a concealed carry permit holder.
Mm-hmm.
And concealed carry permit holders commit fewer crimes in the United States than police officers do. They are, if you're going to classify somebody as something, they are the least dangerous folks out there next to nuns. And so he's a concealed carry permit holder, a family man, and a guy who works hard. And I can see why a black person might say to themselves, he was doing everything that he could to walk the line and do what he's supposed to do, and some cop freaks out and plugs him four times in front of his kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly the cop was not equipped, I don't think, to be in that position, to be doing that job. He was very short on the trigger. Who's to say I'm not a cop, never been one? You got two people in a car. You don't know what their intentions are.
You do know whether or not someone has a gun in their hand. I mean, it wasn't dark. It was maybe getting down into the evening hours. So it was not a dark situation. You couldn't claim that he wasn't able to see the man's hand or gun or whatever. And, he shot this guy without ever having seen him lay a hand on that gun.
And like you said,
in that direction from what the cop could
not,
see, the
that's
cop
not good enough. That's not good enough.
The cop wasn't realizing how confusing his directions were, which is a problem.
Yeah, that's common, where the police will be like, get on the ground, put your hands up at the same time. Like, you'll have two different cops telling you the opposite things, and you're like, what do I do? Do I get shot?
And then you're shot and dead. Because the victim, the citizen, is expected to be perfect and well-trained, and the cop gets every bit of license to do everything. The person who received ostensibly 2 years of criminal justice training gets all kinds of leeway because, well, he might have been scared if he walked up to a window there and saw two people, or whatever. I mean, if you don't have the minerals to walk up to a car because you might get hurt, and you might. If you don't have them, you should have never signed up for police academy.
So I did just pull up the video, and I'm not going to play it on the air because I suspect it is uncensored, but the video of Philando's girlfriend, the full length, what is claimed to be the full length version. So CNN shows you the point at which it starts in the car That CNN cuts as soon as they take her out of the car. The video then goes on for another 8 minutes or so after that. You can watch as the police are on the side. Multiple police are on the sidewalk there. You know, backup had arrived at this point. Multiple cops have drawn down on this lady as she's exiting the car. You can see her kind of walking towards them with their guns trained on her. And then later it appears as though they put her in the back of the of what appears to be a cruiser. You can see the lights, the blue and red lights are flashing, and she is narrating something here. I presume she's quite upset, and so that's why I'm saying I'm not going to sight unheard play this audio on the air. But I will link to this on our Facebook, our Twitter, so you can actually watch the full video. But the video does, Matt, pick up right in the car after he's been shot, so you don't actually get to see from her perspective what anybody's doing in the car before the actual shooting. So I'm thinking maybe you're confusing this with another police shooting, which, of course, there are plenty of them, and it's easy to get lost and confused on. I appreciate your opinions. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I think what really disturbs me about all this anti-police rhetoric is that you only see, you know, from point A to point B of the encounter. And people draw their conclusions based entirely on a selection of the event that they're exposed to. They do not know what happened before or after and what led up to whatever it was. And they conclude guilt based on that alone. And then there's a narrative.
Well, that doesn't apply to this case, right?
Cops are against black people.
Well, first of all, we haven't mentioned anything about the color of any of the participants in this. And so what you're saying, you're just making a general comment of your opinion about similar cases, because this case you get to see from beginning to end everything that happens. You don't see in the cab of the car everything that happens, but you get to see and hear absolutely everything, the full context of what happens.
Presumably, I mean, what could be said here is that Philando could have been up on two wheels, right, and doing whoop-de-woos out the window, right? Like, whoa, he could have been doing anything. I don't think that's the circumstance here, because the cop certainly doesn't mention that. There are instances where
it doesn't look like he's driving a hoopty. He appears to be driving like a Mercury four-door or something.
Where videos
like
will jump to the exciting part. But
Can I make one more comment?
Well, before we go, Matt, I want to make sure that, because you said that, like, we don't get all the information, and this is just one excerpt of this officer's life and those sorts of things. And I just want to point out that's kind of what the criminal justice system is. The criminal justice system will take a moment of one's life, and they, you know, we don't get held to the same standards police do. They don't give this kind of rhetoric when an individual, a citizen like you and I, get arrested. The newspaper is just going to report this, wham, you did this, you know, Matt, you did this, blam, blam, and you're in jail sitting and waiting for a trial for 3 years. Like, you do agree that police are a class of citizen that gets far more deference than regular folks, right?
Matt?
I think
we'll let you think about it here. Hang on. We'll bring you back here moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number here on this live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. I do want to let you know that you can watch the show via our YouTube feed. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. That'll show you during our live show hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, 7 nights a week. You can watch us on our studio cams, which we've got two of them. That is free, like every other feature on our website. The other talk show hosts in this business, they like to charge you for things like webcams and archives on their sites. Ours completely free, so go and enjoy it. cam.freetalklive.com. You can also just click right into our YouTube channel at youtube.freetalklive.com, and that'll show you all of, I don't know, however many hundreds of YouTube videos we have now at this point. I think we've been doing it for a couple of years, at least 2 or 3 years, maybe, so we probably have several hundred. Over at youtube.freetalklive.com. We go back to Matt in New Mexico. Now, Mark, you had asked Matt a question right before we went to break, and it was, you know, sort of about the deferential treatment that it seems like the police get, you know, from, well, the police. And you'd asked Matt some sort of question about, you know, could he acknowledge that that's true?
Right. And,
and Matt never really had a chance to answer
it. He did not have a chance to answer it. But, Matt, I'm going to set this up a little bit for you. Now, if somebody's arrested, the chances of them making a trial are about 1/3 of 1%. Most people take a plea or they have the charges dropped. Of the people who make it to trial, one would presume many of them are not guilty because they'd had the cojones to take it all the way to trial, which very, very few people do. Of the people that take it to trial for felonies, I don't know of any police officers convicted of misdemeanors in life, but people who take it to trial for felonies, about 33% are found not guilty, and about 2/3 are found guilty. And that's normal people, felonies. Now, I have never been able to find exactly how what the percentage is of police officers that make it to trial, and I'm, you know, guessing that you have to have a lot of evidence to take a police officer to trial. But of the percentage of them, the best I've been able to find is, quote unquote, only 20% of officers arrested are ever convicted of murder or manslaughter. Now, that's not all felonies. It's the best I can get. So what I hear there is about one fifth of officers are found guilty and four-fifths are found innocent. It's a huge disparity at trial compared to the average folks and officers. And, you know, just having that information there and then thinking about this particular mental picture. If you or I were walking down the street, somebody reaches into their pocket, we come to the conclusion because they're doing that they're going for a weapon. We don't see a weapon. We pull a gun on them, we shoot them four times. How do you think our manslaughter trial is going to go?
Matt, are you still with us?
Hypothetical situation, I don't know.
I mean, you don't know because you know, right? Like, you don't want to give up an inch in this argument. And that's what people who are, you know, like, you're finding new information out. Your brain is stretching, right? Do you think the police officers are treated the way that you would be treated at trial? Before trial?
But listen, you're not presenting a factual argument. You're presenting a hypothetical that's irrelevant because it's not going to happen that way.
Fine. Then ignore the hypothetical. Do you think police officers are treated through the judicial system the way you would be? Do you think you would get the same deference and the same treatment that they
do?
No.
I think that's fair.
You think it's fair?
Yeah, it's fair that police are treated differently, that police are treated with more respect, more deference.
Yes, because their job is different. Their position in that encounter is different. They are in a position of threat they are under threat when they do their job. I am not under threat when I'm walking around generally.
Well, you know, so one of the things that the badge, you know, what you're told is that the rights of the citizenry are taken and given to the police officer, the rights of protection. But one can't give rights that one doesn't have. And if you don't believe that you could get away with shooting somebody before you saw a gun, then do you think a police officer should be able to get away with shooting somebody before they see a gun?
No.
There.
Okay.
That's
well,
what
he
I
did.
Think.
He did
I
get
think
away
this
with it.
Officer is guilty of manslaughter. I don't think he's guilty of murder. I don't think sending him to prison for manslaughter is going to do any particularly great thing for America or for this family or whatever. You can believe the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis are going to get skinned over this because the Minneapolis Police Department hired a completely incompetent boob who reacted terribly and cost the life of one of their citizens.
Hey, Matt, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion and your time. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
It reminds me, this conversation, it reminds me of what the great Will Grigg used to talk about often, the who-whom dichotomy. And he would explain it better, but he was always talking about the communists, and the philosophy was that there was no behavior that a human the behavior of someone could not any kind of specific behavior could not be condemned, because if you were a political apparatchik or a agent of the state, then you were one of the protected class and you could do things, you could kill or murder or steal,
yep.
But if you were a peasant, you could not. And that is
it's always been that way.
You get from the state is that people's actions are not as important, and it just contributes to chaos because you don't you're not thinking about
chaos.
Your actions. It's about who you are allows you to do this or that.
It is chaos, but it's got the sort of the patina of control over it, right? It's got this. They want you to believe that it would be a lot worse if it weren't for the thin blue line out there keeping everybody safe from the ramaging, you know, or the rampaging criminals that that would be otherwise all over us if it weren't for these police officers. So if you have to break a few eggs in order to make the omelet of a mostly peaceful society, they would have you believe that you know, they are doing that, that that is their role, that yeah, every now and then they're going to screw it up, but if it weren't for them, Johnny Ray, that we would be living in true chaos. But what you're saying is that this is chaos, but it has the illusion of something else.
One of the things that I think is libertarianism is really good on is the equality of people in what they're allowed to do to each other.
Mm-hmm. Badges should not grant extra rights.
Right.
They do.
Right. You can't. Murder is never right, and theft is never right. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many people vote for it.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that what to me is most telling here is that people are running to defend the paid, trained government employee, and they expect every possible perfect action from the, you know, ignorant. You know, I use the term ignorant just to mean that how am I supposed to know how to react at a police stop? They didn't teach me this stuff in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like they said, hey, make sure you keep your hands at 10 and 2.
I had to learn this.
Right. I had to learn this stuff by looking on the internet. I do keep my hands at 10 and 2 because I don't want to be shot by some cop who says, well, he said the word firearm and right? I mean, like the police officer says, license and registration, here's the word firearm, and shoots the guy.
Yeah.
That's the scenario here. And, you know, I mean, this officer, is my understanding, has lost his job. Now, maybe he'll get it back because he's been found not guilty or whatever. I don't know the answer to that. But this guy seems highly unqualified. Now, you know, if somebody makes this grave of an error, isn't there some responsibility of the municipality here? You know, somebody hired this guy. And, you know, nobody wants to take, like, sort of any responsibility about it.
No, of course
not. It's all like, you know, it's all like, well, this is a tragic mistake. But yeah, it's a tragic mistake. But if it was a tragic mistake that was made by you or I,
you pay the price.
We'd be in jail right now. We'd be in prison. And
yeah, is this lady ever going to see a payment from this cop? No.
I suspect that. Not from the cop, no, yeah. But I suspect that they'll probably see a payment of some sort.
Maybe.
This thing's gone. She had the forethought to begin live streaming.
Yeah.
And
smart move.
Yeah, she had the video. Now, I mean, she didn't get to spend the last moments touching her loved one, but she probably would have been shot to death.
Yeah, she'd have been shot.
She'd have been shot to death by that lunatic who was, like, out there crying, holding a gun on
him. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I can't handle
shouting
this.
Shouting like a madman.
Yeah, it was really weird. And, I mean, it's obviously an emotional situation, but it shouldn't have been.
The toll-free number tonight allowing you to join us here on the radio live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.